Yes, Professor McIntyre, whom we spoke with first up, proved divisive, of course. What isn't divisive about the issue of COVID and vaccinations and vaccine mandates? Refreshing to hear Professor McIntyre talk about the need for a perspective shift in our post-vaccine world and suggesting a move away from reporting cases in the daily news and move to focusing on severe disease. Finally, too many people seem overly scared of the virus despite being vaccinated and having good health. This from somebody called Jacinda, and in brackets, not the Prime Minister. Thank you for that. Kim, you now talk to a sensible man, so stop pushing fear. In the interest of balance, says another, will you be having an interview with the opposing views by a science expert, or are you not allowed? I don't know what that means. Thank goodness, a scientific expert who humbly recognises the limitations of his expertise, not being a sociological or political expert, who should be making judgment calls about societal, economic and political trade-offs. And another says an anti-mandate professor who platforms anti-mandaters. What is he doing on your show? Twice vaccinated does not protect against Omicron, and unvaxxed mixing with vaxxed has led to the latest outbreaks around the world, which is why many are now instituting mandates. And a sage apologist, says another, covering his butt with butts retroactively, why trust someone who consistently made all the worst pandemic decisions in the UK? You're talking about the World Health Organization and Sage, I presume. Ask Tim Higham, says somebody with clearly inside information, about his high school claim to fame. He got 99% in school C geography. Gosh, I wish I'd known that in time to ask him. That's extraordinary. Here's a text. It says, hello, Kim. I'm full of gratitude to listen to ZB. And in particular, to your interesting and thought-provoking interviews on Saturday morning. Look, it's a pleasure. Somebody else says, excellent probing in the Brooks interview. I'm not against studying happiness. It's a valid discipline, and we have New Zealand academics researching it. The advice on how to manage emotions on a personal level was thought-provoking, but once Brooks strayed into context and began making sweeping statements about poverty and climate change, he demonstrated the risks of generalising and strayed out of his expertise. We do not live life as average citizens. We are specific people in particular circumstances. GDP may rise, but many of us do not experience at a personal level the advances he mentions. If happiness is a here and now matter, spouting national statistics about shifts across decades or epochs becomes less relevant. How glib to comment on New Zealand's climate change progress, seemingly, from what he's read in the media and a quick scan of our policies. We need granular understanding of these big issues. As humans, there can be major steps forward, but we are still causing damage in the present. There is huge complexity which Brooks' fatuous statements skimmed over. P.S., says Catherine, I speak as a classified optimist. I've been tested and I'm off the charts for optimism. There could be... Oh, I was talking to Scrabble champ Alistair Richards about words, problematic words, words that could be challenged on the Scrabble table but which turned out to be acceptable. And Parousius was one. Parousia is the second coming of Christ, he said. I've got no idea. And he pluralised it And naturally enough, his opponent questioned it, because how can you have more than one second coming of Christ? To which many of you have pointed out, we could have two Christs. There could be more than one Christ. It's true. It's unlikely. My parents, Tim and Janny Hennevelt, run, is it Janny or Janny? I'm making Janny up, but J-A-N-N-Y. Hennevelt run the Rotorua Scrabble Club, and they once had a kerfuffle about the word tuis, as the plural is tui, but the dictionary allowed it. There was a walkout. Good grief, says Jonathan. You do realise that this news about dictionaries will yes, who would have thought, will cause no end of family arguments over Christmas games. My long-deceased mother would be horrified at this development. I think someone should get Ashley Bloomfield to make a directive immediately. And somebody else, Guy, says, we have house rules for Scrabble that allow verifiable words from any language. Also, backwards words. Oh, no. 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 9 minutes.